Welcome to Big Blend Radio with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazine.com.
Hey, it is Sorry Charlie Day. So happy Sorry Charlie Day, April 6, 2023. And welcome to the latest episode of our Big Daily Blend podcast. We are Nancy Reed and Lisa Smith, the mother-daughter travel team. We travel the country full-time documenting parks and public lands on our Love Your Parks tour while publishing Big Blend magazines, which is a variety of digital publications. That's what Nancy is busy with right now, getting ready for our publishing of the new Vacation Station travel magazine, so stay tuned for that. And of course, doing our daily Big Blend radio shows, plus our Big Daily Blend podcast here that covers pop culture, historic happenings, music history, all kinds of fun stuff. And I encourage you to go to the show notes, where no matter where you're listening to this from, whether it's YouTube or Spotify or Facebook even, in the show notes, we have links to the music playlists that connect with the topics of the show, articles, quote of the day, all kinds of good stuff, recipes, puzzles, you got it. So today, I was just saying it is Sorry Charlie Day. And this is all about dealing with rejection. It's like, sorry, Charlie, you didn't get the job. Or sorry, Charlie, I'm not in love with you. That's a little rough, but it's what happens in life. And apparently it goes back to this whole saying is from Charlie the Tuna. You know, you've seen that on the sun-kissed, star-kissed, I'm thinking of oranges, star-kissed tuna packets, and it's all about like, hey, no matter how many times Charlie was rejected, he kept going with a smile and going, sorry, Charlie, you'd smile and continue on. So it is about perseverance, no matter what happens regarding rejection. And of course, there's always life lessons. So, hey, it's again, Sorry Charlie Day. So, of course, we've got to play some Charlie music. So, the very first song on today's playlist is Charlie Brown by The Coasters. All right, so from Sorry Charlie and Tuna to burritos. It's also National Burrito Day. Who doesn't love a good burrito? Burrito for breakfast, for dinner, for lunch. It is goodness. And apparently it was introduced from Mexico into the United States in the 1930s at the El Cholo Spanish Cafe in Los Angeles. Now it's you can get them everywhere across the country, right? But they say that the Guanajuato region of Mexico used the term burrito, which means little donkey, in Spanish, and it's the appearance of, you know, the bedrolls that are on the donkeys, on the packs. And so they're also known as flautas. We can get flautas a little thinner. So that's part of the history of the big burrito. It's also New Beers Eve Day. Hey, it's all about having that beer tonight, right? Beer and burritos go well. It's also National Carbonara Day. It's a wonderful Italian dish, pasta dish, creamy sauce with bits of pancetta. Ooh, who doesn't want a little bit of that? And it is also National Teflon Day. Now, a lot of us use those Teflon pans, those nonstick pans, but Ruth Milstein, who's on our show, she's the Gourmand Award-winning author of Cooking with Love, Ventures into the New Israeli Cuisine. She's on our show every third Sunday, and one of her articles talks about what is good and what is bad in your kitchen. And apparently, even though people are celebrating Teflon today, she says it is not necessarily the healthiest thing in our kitchen. So we've got an article link for that in the show notes, so check that out. All right, so remember the song Take Me Out to the Ball Game? Well, we got that song from Dr. John. It was actually part of a Ken Burns documentary on baseball. Well, why am I talking about baseball? Well, it goes and connects to Caramel Popcorn Day. That is today. Popcorn, you know, mixing popcorn and molasses started in the early 1800s. And then here came the production of Cracker Jack, which was invented by Frederick Ruckheim, the popcorn merchant. He was creating like a new snack. He was an immigrant from Germany. He lived in Chicago. He got his brother Louis to help, and they added molasses and nuts to their snacks. And like, you know, many people, they took it to the World's Fair. Anyway, it was debuted, Cracker Jack was debuted at the stage of the 1893 World's Fair, and of course created quite an impression. And then it changed a little bit when in 1908, Cracker Jack and baseball got together, basically. And that became a whole new business. And the young entertainer known as Jack Norwith started the song, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. So we've got to play that, of course. But hey, today it's with Dr. John. All right, moving on, we're going to continue with some sports history. Today is also National Student Athlete Day, and this is celebrating nearly 8 million student athletes that compete in team and individual sports. More than 500,000 of them will carry their career to college level. Not only are we celebrating the student athletes, but also, we're talking about track and field, baseball, volleyball, lacrosse, but they are also athletes that excel academically too and do a lot for their communities. So happy Student Athlete Day. And going in some history, this also today marks April 6, 1896, marks the opening of the first modern Olympic Games in Athens. And this is celebrated 1,500 years after the original games were banned by Roman Emperor Theodosius. So, some Olympic history. You know, the Olympics was really created to have world peace in a way where countries came together to compete in a positive way. Oh, today is also the birthday of Don the Snake Prudhomme, the drag racer. He was born on this day in 1941. Today is also National Employee Benefits Day. That's a big deal with what's going on in the world right now. A lot of employees leaving their companies, a lot getting laid off. But it really is about recognizing administrators, personnel advisors, and those who dedicate their services and asking for, hey, I want my benefits, for companies to do the right thing. So what song do we have to play when we talk about employees? Hey, none other than Working 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton. Again, all the music is listed and linked in our playlist. All right, moving on to National Tartan Day. I didn't know this, but April is Scottish Heritage Month, Scottish American Heritage Month. Like March is Irish American Month, April is Scottish American Month. And it's a good day to realize that there's 20 to 25 million Americans that are of Scottish descent. And so this is really, a way to kind of look at, wow, how much in history has happened in regards to those of Scottish descent. Well, how about this? 9 of the 13 governors in the newly established United States were Scots. There are 56 signatures on the Declaration of Independence. Some say about a third of those signers were of Scottish descent. So it's all about raising those tartans. So today you can wear a tartan. You could wear a kilt, but also celebrating the 11 million Americans that claim Scottish or Scottish-Irish roots. It's the eighth largest ethnic group in the United States. So, in honor of Scotland and Scottish friends, we're going to play The Flower of Scotland from Highland Way in our playlist, our music playlist, again, linked in the show notes. Highland Way is an awesome Celtic band based out of San Diego. We've seen them perform numerous times at the San Diego Scottish Highland Games and other places as well, other festivals around the area. Go to their website. It's highlandway.us. Great band. They've been on our show over the years as well. So moving on to some more historic events. On this day in history, in 1652, April 6, 1652, at the Cape of Good Hope in South Africa, the Dutch sailor Jan van Riebeck established a resupply camp that eventually became the beautiful city of Cape Town, one of our favorite places in the world. Cape Town is gorgeous, and if you haven't been, I hope you get to go there. And because of that, thinking about South Africa, one of our favorite artists from South African Cape Town region is James Saunders. And we're going to play the song Wheel of Destiny from, he's just awesome. So check him up on Spotify, James Saunders Music on Facebook as well. He's also been on the show over the years. So excited to play Wheel of Destiny. It's a great, great song. On this day in history in 1869, celluloid was patented. Robert Peary and Matthew Henson, apparently, they say, reached the North Pole on this day in 1909. That's a big deal. And then on this day in history, April 6, 1917, America entered World War I, declaring war against Germany. Well, this takes us into air history. Anthony Fokker, Anton Hermann Gerard, are known as Anthony Fokker, F-O-K-K-E-R, just so that there's no confusion there, was born on the 6th of April, 1890, and lived until the 23rd of December, 1939. He was a Dutch aviation pioneer, an aviation entrepreneur, an aircraft designer, and aircraft manufacturer. He produced fighter aircraft in Germany that was used during the First World War. And the thing is, though, the Treaty of Versailles actually forbade Germany to produce aircraft. And so he moved his business to the Netherlands, and his company was responsible for all kinds of aircraft and also interwar passenger aircraft. He died in New York in 1939, but they're also saying that he was really charismatic. He was quite the inventor. And it is amazing, the different airplanes, and like the DR-1 triplane and the D-7 biplane, all these different planes that he created are amazing, but apparently he was unscrupulous in the world of business and quite a controversial character. But, you know, we're going to have to play Sky Pilot for Nancy. One of her favorite musicians is Eric Burton and the Animals. So I think she picked up this nugget of history just so we could play it on the playlist. So enjoy Sky Pilot. Some other aviation history. Varney Airlines made its first commercial flight on this day in 1926. Did you know that Varney is actually the root company of what we know now as United Airlines? Moving on a little bit more to the stage and screen and the arts. Today marks, in 1861, the very first performance of Arthur Sullivan's debut success, his suite of music for The Tempest, which led to a career that included the famous Gilbert and Sullivan operas. So that all started in 1861. Moving forward, the very first Tony Awards were presented for theatrical achievement on this day, April 6, 1947. Then really moving forward, the TV premiere of Barney and Friends happened on this day in 1992. Now we're going to go way back to Raphael, the famous painter and architect, was born on this day in 1483. He was an Italian painter and architect of the High Renaissance, and he was known for creating works that showed clarity of form, ease of composition, and visual achievement of the Neoplatonic ideal of human grandeur. Now that's a sentence. Jean-Baptiste Rousseau, the poet, was born on this day, April 6, 1671. He passed away on March 17, 1741. He was a French playwright and poet known for his cynical epigrams. And André Previn, the composer and conductor, was also born on this day, but in 1929. When it comes to music, we've also got Big Walter Horton, known for as, you know, one of the top blues harmonica players. And he was born in Horn Lake, Mississippi, back in 1921, died in 1981. Some people say it was actually 1917 that he was born, but it's really hard sometimes with those things. But regardless, we want to honor him and his amazing blues harp. And so we're going to put his song, Everybody's Fishing, very famous, up on the playlist as well. And continuing with music, Merle Haggard was born on this day, the country singer, songwriter, guitarist, and fiddler. He was born in Oildale, California. This was towards the end of the Great Depression. And Oildale is right near Bakersfield area, and we've actually driven through it on our way to the Sequoia region, Tulare County. And that is actually our interview of today, is all about Tulare County and what you can see and do during spring and summer. Tulare County is home to Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks and Sequoia National Forest. All of those regions, the park areas, are actually closed right now because of the flooding. But there's so much to do. So you'll hear that on our interview today that comes up on BigBlendRadio.com at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And that also leads me to our puzzle of the day, which is linked in our show notes. So is the radio show, by the way, is a black bear. And this is a jigsaw puzzle, online jigsaw puzzle, from a painting done by local artist Joy Collier from the Sequoia region as well. So I hope you have fun with that. We all need a little puzzle time during a busy workday. But anyway, getting back to Merle Haggard, who was born in Oildale, like I was saying, he actually passed away on his birthday on April 6, 2016. He was 79 years old. He passed away, but he was at his ranch in Shasta County, California, and had double pneumonia when he passed away. We know he was in jail a few times. He had a troubled time after the death of his father, but he moved forward. He kept moving forward, and he had, between the 60s and 80s, he had 38 number one hits on the U.S. country charts. Many of them also were Billboard all-genre singles charts, charted on that chart, and he had albums that were successful all the way through the 2000s. He's received many honors awards for his music, including the Kennedy Center Award, Honor Award in 2010, a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2006, a BMI Icon Award in 2006, and also he was inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1977, the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1994, and Oklahoma Music Hall of Fame in 1997. Yeah, we know that song. I'm an Okie from Muskogee, but he really was from California. We are going to, the quote of the day is from him, and this is the quote of the day. And I totally agree with him. I'll tell you what the people likes more than anything. It's the most rare commodity in the world. Honesty. Again, Merle Haggard. And of course, we're going to put some of his music on the playlist today. And we're going to play Working Man Blues. Great song. Some more birthdays and birth anniversaries to acknowledge today includes Roy Thins, the actor, born in 1938. Barry Levinson, the director, writer, actor, and producer, born in 1942. John Ratzenberger, you know him, the actor from Cheers, was born in 1947. And the amazing actress Mary Lou Henner was born in 1952. You know her from Taxi. And Evening Shade, she was born in Chicago, Illinois. Some music highlights other than birth anniversaries also includes The Graduate soundtrack that hit number one in America in 1968. This was all thanks to Simon and Garfunkel's song Mrs. Robinson that topped the Hot 100 less than 2 months later. Also in music news, let's go back to ABBA. That's right. Of course, we're putting Mrs. Robinson on the playlist, but we're also putting ABBA's song Waterloo. This is what actually turned them into stars. It was their song Waterloo that they entered into the Eurovision Song Contest, and which they won in 1974 on April 6, and they became European stars overnight from that song. We're also adding Piano Man. That's right, Billy Joel's Piano Man, very famous song. That was his first top 40 hit, and that happened also on April 6, 1974. It came in at number 33 and peaked at 25 2 weeks later, so it kept climbing those charts. Another awesome singer and songwriter is Annie Lennox. After her split with Eurythmics, she worked really hard on her debut solo album, and it took time. She went through some deaths in her family, including one of her children, and then she did have another child. And so it took her time, but it also crafted her amazing album called Diva. It was her very first solo album. She released it in 1992, and the first song that made it a hit was the song Why. And then the next one, the single Walking on Broken Glass. The album hits number one in England. It earned a Grammy nomination for Album of the Year and sold over, so far, 2 million copies in America. Her next album was Medusa and did equally as well. All right, so cheers to the diva, Annie Lennox. She is awesome. We want to thank you all for joining us here on the Big Daily Blend. Just a little bit of updates of what happened in history, some pop culture news, and hey, if it is your birthday today, we wish you a very happy birthday and hope you enjoy every second of your special day. In your special week. Your birthday weekend is coming up. So we hope you enjoy it. Please follow us anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Just go to bigblendradio.com on Acast, or you can find us on Facebook under Big Blend Radio Mags. We're on Twitter, YouTube at Big Blend Radio, Spotify under the Big Daily Blend. Just type that in the podcast and you can hear it there. And again, the show notes have links to the articles, puzzles, recipes, and also the music playlist that we hope you enjoy. Oh, and one last thing before we want to go. We want to give a big thank you to Christy Wood. She is an expert equestrian trainer, and you can see her. She's on our shows all the time as well. She's the owner of Wooden Horse Training Stables in Three Rivers, California, right outside Sequoia National Park. Now's a good time to go. If you're going out there and you want to get out in nature, go on one of her trail rides. It is an incredible experience. And also, you learn so much about horses, about the history, the wildflowers, which are out right now as well. So you can go to wdnhorse.com to learn more about that. And yeah, we want to support that area, as I was saying, especially after all the floods and the fires from last year. So whatever we can do as travelers to support, that is a great way. You can also learn more about that region if you go to nationalparktraveling.com. Just type in Tulare County, or you can type in California Sequoia, and it'll all come up. Thank you again. Have a great day.